why people stagnate and fail to progress personally and professionally. There's only one common denominator. They are glued in their comfort zone where nothing grows from there. It's time to bring out the best in you. Day to Day brings you a podcast that awakens you from the mindset of mediocrity, creating a better version of yourself. Beyond the Comfort Zone with Rico Cardoniga. Here now is this week's episode of Beyond the Comfort Zone. On a daily basis, we are bombarded with workloads and overflowing responsibilities personally and professionally. Our productivity depends on how we use the most valuable resource of the human race, time. Our lives revolve around time. We need to realize the value of time in order to spend it wisely. Getting things done on a daily basis will depend on how we program ourselves, how we seriously focus on the tasks and activities that we are expected to accomplish in a given time frame. There are also instances when we have too much to do yet so little time to accomplish everything in a given day. This week's edition of Beyond the Comfort Zone will give you insights of how to achieve your desired results, maximize your productivity by making use of the most precious resource, time. Let me ask you something. Can you manage time? If your answer is yes, you are wrong. The reality is, you cannot manage time. Time is constant. 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, and 24 hours a day. You manage yourself in relation to the available time, and that is time management. Why do you think it is important to have proper allocation of our time? We have a lot of reasons. Time is limited. You cannot stretch it. You only have 24 hours a day to be divided to accomplish the assigned task and perform the roles that are assigned to you. Once it is wasted, you cannot get it back. When you put in efforts and focusing on what matters most, your efficiency and productivity will increase as well. One advantage of proper management of our activities in relation to the allotted time is proper decision making. If you are not pressed for time, you can weigh things over by studying various options and alternatives that would lead to better results. Being pressured to come up with a decision because you are running out of time will result in bad decision making. When you are in control of your time, there's no need to be on the rush, which means you will experience less stress. Proper time allocation and scheduling the tasks based on priorities will greatly affect your productivity. You will be able to avoid unimportant activities that would steal your time. What prevented us from reaching our full potential on a daily basis? Why we failed to accomplish tasks on time and always behind schedule? Many of us fail to realize that we are all responsible for our own accomplishment. These are the reasons why we fail to achieve our desired results. We don't have the habit of planning our activities the night before. We don't wake up early to start our day right. We are guilty of the habit of postponing things, procrastination. We have problems prioritizing tasks because of failure to make a to-do list. Miscalculation of the time spent in certain activities, which would result in overlapping of schedule, leading to multitasking. We fail to manage distractions, stealing our focus on the task that matters most. We don't want to delegate tasks to other people for fear of redoing it again. These are the common reasons preventing us from being productive. Let's take a look at a scenario in the workplace. What are the time wasters or the time bandits that rob your precious time and prevented you from accomplishing things? Topping it all is the social media addiction. You love to update your Facebook and Instagram account regularly, even during office hours. In fact, you are always occupied exchanging messages on your messenger. Interruptions in the office abound. Colleagues trying to share their personal problems. Others will update you with other people's personal matters or sharing with you trending issues in showbiz and even politics. Another factor is we love to be nice to everybody. We don't want to say no. You don't want to say no to your peers asking you to do something, or even our bosses giving you extra load because you don't want them to feel bad. Frequent breaks at work also affect your output. Meeting without agenda is a complete waste of time as well. Some of us are guilty of putting difficult things off, which wasted time in two ways. First, decision making is delayed and implementation is also delayed without realizing that difficult things don't get easier if they are left for a while. In some cases, we tend to put a task we dislike off, which would create the same result as postponing the difficult ones. Cluttered or disorganized desk at the office can lead to time wasted as well, especially when you are looking for important documents in a large pile. These are the activities that are stealing your time in the workplace. To be productive at work, we need to prioritize things. This can be done by making a to-do list with corresponding time log to closely monitor the time being spent in one task. Segregate the task in four categories: things that are important, tasks that are urgent, activities that are not important, and those that are not urgent. Focus on the important and urgent tasks before you start working on the less important ones. Prioritize the MITs, most important task. Proper allocation of time by managing ourselves in relation to the available time can benefit us in so many ways. Achieve maximum productivity allows you to focus on important things. Get things done on time. Minimize, if not eliminate, stress at work and contributes to the staff's efficiency and effectiveness. Let's value time as the most valuable resource in everything we do for greater results personally and professionally.